We will look at putting shark enclosures or swimming enclosures more properly in beaches where that can be done. But that requires calm, still water. And there are sites, Dunsborough in the southwest, Busselton itself possibly, Rockingham, other areas where you have those conditions. But you do not have those conditions generally at beaches in Perth and particularly in the southwest.
So are you giving up on the Metro Drumline program then? You won't be asking Greg Hunt to approve the program off Perth Beach?
No, our application is still in with the Commonwealth Government and he will have to make his decision. But we're accepting the EPA decision here, so we are not going to appeal it. That means it would not be possible to have drum lines over this summer. If we were to do so, there would clearly be court challenges and you would never get there.
Could both the state and federal governments band together and ignore the recommendation by the EPA?
Look, I think that's unlikely. I think our focus will be now on what do you do with perhaps a rogue shark that stays in the area and is an imminent threat to beachgoers. And I think that shark has to be destroyed, removed. I don't think it's acceptable to leave it there. And, you know, we haven't had a fatality since the drumline policy came in, but we haven't also had a full year trial. And I thought it was important this year to at least continue and have a trial over the whole summer.
So what will you be pushing for in the southwest? Is it the same program we've seen over summer with the drumlines or other measures?
No, look, I don't think drumlines will apply in Western Australia for this summer and probably maybe not again.
So is it right to infer from that you don't believe that Minister Hunt will agree to allow the drumlines to be implemented?
Well, I don't know. And this is the great contradiction of the so-called protection of a species at threat, the great white. It is apparently okay to catch and kill those sharks in New South Wales and Queensland, but not in Western Australia. And I think that's what you will find the decision in Canberra will be. One rule for the East Coast, a different rule for the West Coast.
It sounds like you've given up on the drumline policy.
Well, I said right at the beginning, I accept the EPA's decision. I also acknowledge that they said the evidence was inconclusive, so they erred on the side of caution. I also acknowledge that they could only make a decision with respect to the environment and a vulnerable species. The more difficult issue, the safety of the public, falls to the government and myself as Premier. The EPA had nothing to say on that, and neither should they.